WQLP Fayetteville. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily the opinions of this station. Please consult a trusted health advisor before following any medical advice.
This is the Wendy Loved Show with Topher Kogan, live from the third floor of the Chancellor Hotel on the historic Fayetteville, Arkansas Square. I'm Wendy Loved, and on tonight's show, our guests will be Corey Hunt, co-founder of Illegally Healed and Ounce Magazine, Crystal Wyatt, an energy healer and Reiki master, and our musical guest is Ginger Doss. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here. Hey, Topher.
Hey, Wendy.
I feel like I haven't seen you in forever.
I know. You left me. I've been stuck in Arkansas.
I know, but you've been busy, too.
Yes. Ugh, I've been so busy. It's been such a stressful. Busy, stressful, you know, just like moving around a lot.
Sure.
But how was Boston? How was the Freedom Rally?
Oh, it was amazing. I love Boston, first of all. That's where I'm from originally.
Mm-hmm.
And the Freedom Rally is just, it really lifts you up. You know, you're surrounded by thousands of people all excited about cannabis. Not always just cannabis medicine as medicine, although I think it's all medicinal.
Yeah.
But people are, you know, dancing and excited and using the medicine around the Boston Common. You know, there is full legalization in Massachusetts,
mm-hmm.
Which is wonderful, and I hope that soon that will be across the country. Well,
yeah.
You know, I prefer end prohibition deschedule rather than tax and regulate, but we'll take tax and regulate for now if everybody would do it. But sure, yeah, it was so much fun, and I was very excited to spread the message of health empowerment and cannabis medicine, speaking on the main stage, backed up by Ari Band,
mm-hmm.
playing some music behind me, and then I was on a panel discussion with some other folks about cannabis medicine. So it was a great time. It was lots of fun, but also exhausting.
Yeah,
you know, there's so many people. I know you and I have talked about this before. When there's a big crowd like that, the energy, you're like, you have to. I found like we're trying to navigate away from the crowd as much as we could, because
mm-hmm.
it's just so many people's different energies and it's exhausting.
Yes, and we're Leo, so we're the sun, so we have to like push it all out to them.
I know.
And that's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
Yeah,
you're pushing it out, but also as I know, I'm an empath too, so I'm feeling it, really feeling it, and you know. People there mostly are super excited and happy to be there, but there's so much pain in the world. So,
So
we were kind of just trying to navigate that, but the event was fantastic. We went to a wonderful after party also put on by Scentsy Magazine. And it's just nice being in a state where everything's kind of up and running, you know.
Yeah.
You know, for sure. But you were super busy also, so you hosted an open mic for comedians, right?
Yes, I did. I hosted the open mic for Comedians NWA at Stage 18 last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh my goodness. That was the first time I hosted, and, like, the crowd was so massive.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was it sold out?
It's a free event, but,
uh-huh.
like, if it had been a ticketed event, it would have been sold out, because when I tell you, like, it was, like, people from the stage to the door.
Wow.
Like, it was just, like, packed. You could not hardly move. Well, I mean, you know, it was, you could move and stuff, but it was just super packed.
Right.
And, like, And I've only seen that at an open mic maybe like once or twice.
Sure. Yeah.
And so for my first time hosting, like that crowd level was mm-hmm. just really overwhelming.
Sure. It is. It can be overwhelming.
But it was a good show though.
I'm sure it was really funny. And you are so funny. I'm sure it was, I'm sure it was a lot of fun.
But let me tell you what happened at the beginning of it.
Okay.
So I guess I didn't know like how to like make sure that the mic was turned all the way up. And so I got up there and it was like not very loud, you know. And so I'm just like trying to like talk to the people, you know, and I'm like, hey, we're about to get started. And like half of the room can't even hear me.
Oh, no.
So they're like, oh, you know, like, so they just kept on talking. And I was like, okay, we gotta fix this. But the show was good. The comedians were super funny. They were all great. But yeah.
Wonderful.
It was just,
I'm excited. I'm gonna be judging the NWA comedians roast.
October 5th.
And guess who they're roasting?
Who?
I think it's gonna be Topher Kogan.
What? Yeah.
So that should be lots of fun. I think I'm gonna play the angry lesbian. That's what I decided, because the last show I went to, they were really like, some of the jokes I thought were kind of off color, and I wasn't too. So I'm gonna take on that role, I think.
Okay, love it.
I don't know. We'll see when I get there.
I'm interested to see like an angry Wendy. I haven't seen an angry Wendy.
Oh yeah, you don't want to see that really. But I'll be sort of playing a role. We'll see. I may change my mind when I get up there and see what's going on. But you never know what they're gonna say to roast. First they roast each other and then they roast you.
Yeah.
So it'll be lots of fun anyway. And that'll be at Stage 18 on October 5th. So we're pretty excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in Boston, busy with the Freedom Rally, and I was on a radio show called Community Matters and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I see Topher Kogan also in a music video. You're so busy, my gosh.
Yeah, I've been running around all weekend. Yeah, shout out to Corey Hunt and Illegally Healed for asking, you know, you and me to be in it, but you were in Boston, obviously, so right. I had to just go and represent the Green Zone.
Nice.
And and it was a ton of fun. Very like high artistic, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for people to see it, you know, and to share it, because the message really is what's important, and I think that comes through in the song, you know,
because
we have fun and it's, you know, musical and it's good music, but the message really is about you know, we're patients, not criminals,
right,
you know, and
exactly.
And cannabis is a medicine that is, you know, universally good.
Right. Good for so many things.
Yeah.
Really. Like I always say, it's always medicinal, really. If you're just using it to de-stress, it's still medicinal, but you may have, you know, Crohn's disease or cancer or arthritis or a host of other diseases that it can help.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really great that they're putting out that music video. And we're also getting ready for the Black Apple Awards, which mm-hmm. are tomorrow night.
Yes.
And it's the 4th annual Black Apple Awards. It's part of Fashion Week here in Northwest Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight on this show, we have 2 tickets to give away.
What?
Yeah, 2 tickets. The show's tomorrow night. It starts at 7 o'clock. And when we open the phone lines at 6:45, the third caller will win the 2 tickets. So
nice. So get that calling. And the number is 781-832-2008. But you have to call, not before 6:45, because we will not answer, because we're doing a show. But
that's right.
But yeah.
We have lots in store for you, and we're pretty excited about it. So with all the things that you've been doing, Topher, have mm-hmm. you continued with your exercise plan?
I have. So I've been like super, like a little bit foggy of like, I can't remember like, you know, like exactly when. So I've been trying to go every day kind of like at the same time as, you know, between like 11 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will have to say I have, I don't know if it's an upgrade, but I've changed from the elliptical to the treadmill.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so I'm trying to, you know, be
I find the elliptical to be much harder than the treadmill.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes so much more energy, at least for me. But I have really short legs. Like even when I'm in the best shape possible, I feel like I'm really pushing myself on something like an elliptical. But the bike or the treadmill is a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you doing with the treadmill then?
I think I'm doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely like get like worked up faster. So I mean, I assume that's like a better workout because like using a.
You mean your heart rate goes up faster, or you feel more sweaty and tired?
Yeah, sweaty and tired. Oh, I see. Yeah, right. Faster.
Sure. Are you on an incline?
Sometimes I am. Now, okay. So here's a little like pet peeve I have about the treadmill at the gym. Right, I don't like it when like people crank the incline up to like 15, and they're literally like holding on as they're walking. I'm like, what? No, right? Like, you don't have to go that hard.
Like, yeah, I wonder about that too, because you know, if you were walking up a big hill like that, you wouldn't have anything to hold on to.
Exactly. So you just be walking,
right? So I don't know. You know, how much of a workout that it... Well, it is definitely a workout for your heart. You can feel it in your legs. But
it just looks kind of funny. Like, if you're just, like it's all about how it looks. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Did you have someone to compete with on the treadmill this week?
Did I? No. So at the gym I go to, there's, like, a row of treadmills that's, like, just, like, basic, you know, models. And then there are, like... four ones that are like a different model and like a different like screen setup and different buttons. Uh-huh. And so I had to wait for those treadmills to open up.
Oh.
Yeah, so I just piddle around.
Even at that hour between 11 and 1, really?
Yeah.
Because we were talking about that. Sometimes if you go at prime time, it's just really hard to get your workout in and find the equipment that you need. But but I'm glad that you've kept up with it even though you're busy. I know for me, walking all over the Boston Common the other day, and it's a lot of it is uphill.
Oh yeah,
man, I was exhausted at the end of the day, but it was great. And part of it was very hot. It was like,
did you have a hat, Wendy?
I never bring a hat.
I thought we learned this in Little Rock.
I know, and I had black on again.
What?
But it was 90 degrees, which I didn't expect in Boston, you know, so I know, I haven't learned.
I just need to give you...
Well, isn't that the definition of stupidity or something, doing the same thing over and over again?
Yeah. I need to give insanity. You my big sombrero, so you can just have that when you go places and walk around.
That would be really cool. Topher, if y'all don't know, Topher was in the Pride Parade with a giant rainbow sombrero that he made. And that would have been cool to wear for my speech.
Yeah. And you would have been hot. Like, you would have been covered, shaded.
Right.
All of
it's
stuff.
True. Well, maybe I'll learn. So I think it may be time for Cannabis Corner.
Ooh, my favorite hour. Or favorite couple minutes, not really an hour.
Woke up this morning, take a look at my clock. It's way past noontime, now I'm late for work. Tell me, what have I done wrong? Ain't nothing going right with me. Must be I've been smoking too long. I go to get some breakfast, but I ain't got no food. I take me a shower, but that damn water don't feel so good. Oh, tell me, what have I done wrong? Ain't nothing going right for me. Must be I've been smoking too long.
And that was Smokin', written by Robin Frederick and performed by Meredith Sisko. And we are now in Cannabis Corner. We're trying to reach Corey Hunt, who is the co-founder of Illegally Healed. And
yeah, so we can talk about this good music
video. The founder of Ounce Magazine. So Ounce Magazine started here in Arkansas, and then he actually started an Oklahoma edition because there's been some great things happening in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have a stack of magazines that I need to give you so we can pass them out all over the place.
Cool.
Yes.
He sent magazines for us to leave in different locations around Arkansas. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting because people here are so excited for the cannabis law to kind of roll out. The people spoke 2 years ago and we're still waiting for cultivation and dispensaries. Yeah. And then Oklahoma gets it done.
Yeah. Yeah. That really confused me. I mean, like, it's great, you know, but I was like, what is wrong with Arkansas? Why is it taking so long?
I know. There's a lot of speculation, about that. You know, they were handing out the cultivation licenses, and then someone decided to sue the state, said there was some nepotism and things going on. So they've gone back to the drawing board with everything. but it's really great that in Oklahoma, they kind of, the people spoke and they passed it and got things going right away. And the great thing about the law in Oklahoma too is that it includes grow rights. Mm-hmm. So it was, it's very disheartening that Arkansas does not have grow rights with the bill that passed.
Yeah. So come on, Arkansas, get yourself together.
I know, right? And so Corey, once things got rolling in Oklahoma, you know, went there and started preparing educational seminars. And in fact, this coming weekend, there's a dispensary training in Tulsa, and I'll actually be speaking at that event. But it's a full day training for people if they want to work in a dispensary, which is really great. And they did the same thing here in Arkansas, but then, so people are trained and we're all waiting for the medicine to help. But so the music video we were talking about earlier, I think Corey decided that he wanted to use some of his artistic talent and bring in a musician.
Yes, Lav Sosa was the musician that
okay. did it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so he invited us to be part of the music video, which was really great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that you were able to do that. And I think he's using it, you know, promotionally for Illegally Healed and to get the message out there that we are patients, not criminals. And that's a really important message.
Yeah.
And I like it that Illegally Healed really keeps it focused on the medical side.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's really important for patients so that we can keep reducing the stigma. You know, it's just, unfortunately, there's still so much stigma attached to using the medicine with everything from jobs, you know. People are still being drug tested, even in legal states.
Really?
Yeah. Even if they're a patient, especially if you work in the medical industry. You know, I worked for 25 years as an occupational therapist, and I remember I had, you know, all these employees, and I would make them go and get drug tested. And people who didn't pass for cannabis couldn't work as a therapist, you know.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of the same thing. And so we've made strides, but mm-hmm. it's not enough, because if you're using the medicine to treat your illness and can still work, you should be able to do your job.
Yeah, exactly. And if it doesn't, like, inhibit you, you know, and if you don't use it, like, on job premises, I mean, you should be good to go.
Right, absolutely.
But
so we were talking, so we started doing these 42 Seconds in the Green Zone films, right?
Yes.
And we've been talking about what the next one's going to be, and I know that this is an issue that's important to you,
mm-hmm.
So maybe we can talk about that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, sure. So recently I've been looking into, I guess, the various ways to intake cannabis, so versus you know, the traditional just smoking it versus vaping it versus edibles, mm-hmm. and like, you know, the you know, super popular now, the oil concentrates and the
sure.
waxes and stuff, you know, and just really looking into the health benefits and, like, you know, the best avenue, you know, mm-hmm. for some people. And so, yeah, just because whenever, so my main thing, you know, is you know, lung preservation.
Sure.
I guess for myself.
Right. I don't know if you've seen, so I was reading some studies about this, and I have asthma, actually,
mm-hmm.
but I have not had any problems with asthma since I started using cannabis, smoking it.
Yeah.
And I find the best results from actually smoking a joint versus vaping or edibles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always a practical thing to do, you know,
yeah.
if you're out and about. And from my personal experience, and I know it's just one person, mm-hmm. it actually healed the asthma that I had, I believe. I haven't had an asthma attack or a problem with breathing since I since I really started using it every day for, you know, medicinally.
Yeah.
And so there's a study out of Israel about that, because the studies in the United States, of course, there's not that many because it's still a Schedule I drug.
Yeah.
Along with heroin and other drugs.
Yeah. And that's the thing I don't really get about, the U.S. Health Department right now, is that, we have this, facade of saying, like, oh, we are doing this to, like, help people to be mm-hmm. more healthy, all that stuff. But then we're not giving, like, everyone all the total information that they can, like, for this thing to better, you know,
right.
improve their, like, experience with right. it and with just health, you know, overall.
Sure. But. Yeah, I think that, you know, it's doing a disservice to the public and to patients, especially that they don't, often they don't know where to get accurate information.
Yeah.
And I always tell people to Google cannabis studies from Israel, because they are the most reliable. And, you know, it was Raphael Mashulam, you know, in the 60s who discovered the endocannabinoid system. So definitely that's where you want to go to get information. And I hope the United States will catch up at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we're not able to reach Corey, unfortunately, but you please check out Ounce Magazine and Illegally Healed on Facebook. And if you're in Oklahoma, you may want to check out the seminar that's coming up this Saturday in Tulsa. And you can find that also on Facebook or on Eventbrite. And we hope we'll talk to him very soon.
Yes.
Woke up this morning, take a look at my clock. It's way past noontime, now I'm late for work. Tell me, what have I done wrong? Ain't nothing going right with me. Must be I've been smoking too long.
You are listening to The Wendy Loved Show with Topher Kogan on KPSQ.org 97.3 FM, live from the third floor of the Chancellor Hotel.
And now our musical guest tonight is Ginger Doss. Ginger connects people to their power through music, inspiration, healing, and love. Welcome to the show, Ginger.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So, Ginger, tell us a little bit about your music and your motivation for the music that you bring to us.
Well, you know, I've been playing since I was little. I started taking piano lessons when I was six, and
it was 10 years ago.
Yeah, and I started writing almost immediately. It was something that. Like, the teacher asked me, and I put this in my bio because I think it's really interesting. The teacher said, do you know what the middle key is? It was the first question he asked mm-hmm. me. And I looked down at the keyboard, and I hit middle C.
Wow.
So I think it's been more than one lifetime that yeah. I've played piano. And it just was real natural for me, and also very deeply spiritual and mm-hmm. introspective and philosophical, even from a really young age. And so that translated into my music. And I was in a very kind of a conservative environment. And I was like, I kind of felt crazy. I had nobody that I could really relate to around me.
Sure.
Had a lot of love. It wasn't, you know, a bad environment. It just was very different than me. And so my main form of expression was through music. So immediately I was writing very deep things that I would encode, mm-hmm. you know. And so as time passed and my spiritual journey went different places, the music was a reflection of that.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started performing, people started saying that they were really affected by the music. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of a match made in heaven. As I started to get that feedback, I started to feel like, yes, this is what I'm doing. This right. is what I've always wanted to do, but I think I can actually do this. I could actually, you know, maybe make a living at this and change the world and maybe help some people, heal some people. And so, that's pretty much.
Well, so it sounds like you found your path early on. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
And it's evolved. It's continuing mm-hmm. to evolve. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I've been to your shows and most recently at Elder Tree, and what an experience. I mean, the whole room was just lit up. That's the only way I can describe it. And everybody was so uplifted. Like, people kind of stayed for hours afterwards. I think they just couldn't go. You know, you created this beautiful healing space.
Well, I like to think of the experience of the music, what I've come to understand. Music is like the language of the soul. Mm-hmm. And the vibration of music opens our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find that place and you can have this kind of collective opening. And mm-hmm. I notice that the energy of the room will come up, especially when my heart is open.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know, and I'll even invite people during the show, open your hearts right now and connect to one another. And that just ramps everything up. And then we can really do some work together. And so it's, you know, if I was just in a room by myself, it wouldn't nearly be the kind of experience. It's the people and the energy and our souls connecting that make that energy happen. It's
a beautiful
cool.
thing. It really is.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
So let's play one of your tracks. I think the first one is going to be Thankful.
Yes, Thankful.
Did you have anything you want to tell us about it before we get it going?
Well, I believe that the energy of being thankful is one of the strongest there is. And I heard the story once, if you were a mother and you had three children and you offered them some cookies and the children came in and they grabbed the cookies and one of them said, thank you. Mm-hmm. The other two would run off. Who are you more likely to give cookies to next time? And so that's kind of the way the universe works. You mm-hmm. know, our thanks raises our vibration. It means we're aware of the gift. It means we're aware of the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you open yourself to that awareness, more can come.
I love that.
Here's Thankful by Ginger Dawes.
Move ahead and do your best. There is power and intent. Use your dreams to reinvent yourself. Child of light, and in darkness shining bright. All the fires you can ignite will lead you through the night. There is nothing you can do. Take your mind and put it to. See it here. And be clear, in your heart be sincere and be thankful for the infinite power of the universe. Thankful that the power within is love. Thankful to be an integral part of creation. Thankful. My family.
All right, the next song is called And In Me. It's from my Hippie Pocket CD. And you can download any of these and listen to my whole library at gingerdoss.com. This next one is called And In Me, and it's about connection, and that we're all a part of everything, basically.
Songs of the whales and the starfish's dreams in the sea and in me, the first breath of life and the edge of what can. It rains from my eyes in the sky. So am I, dust from the Milky Way sparkles in my mind. As above, so below. So trust with your whole mind, connect and let go. The sun, and we shine by.
That was the amazing Ginger Dawes, and you can check her out at gingerdawes.com. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure.
So our next segment is going to be our health segment, and you are listening to The Wendy Lovett Show with Topher Kogan on 97.3 FM on the historic Fayetteville Square. I'd like to welcome to the show our health guest, Crystal Wyatt. Crystal is a Reiki master who has been practicing body work for 25 years. She is a massage therapist and Reiki teacher, and she enjoys seeing others and improve their health and teaching clients how their body works. Welcome to the show, Crystal.
Thank you, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us a little bit about energy work and body work. What do you mean by those words?
Well, body work is a way to incorporate all of it, like massage and energy work. Energy healing is unique and different for everybody. And there's lots of different styles. Reiki, healing touch, which is now being used in hospitals all over the country. So energy work, ouch, is becoming mainstream. And it's exciting to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. So when you... You know, we hear the word Reiki a lot, right, and energy healing, but what is the difference, really? What makes something Reiki? I think it would be good to let people know what's meant by that word.
Well, it's a style. Reiki healing comes with symbols and procedures, protocol.
Okay.
And it can be very clinical with that piece. What makes it different than anything else is the person doing it.
Right.
Truly. Whether it's healing touch or Reiki or one of the many thousands of others energy work, I really think it has to do with the person doing it and their intention. Everybody has energy. We all are energy. Everybody has energy. You have energy. This desk has energy. I have energy more than the desk most days. So we're all made of energy, and how we manipulate it and the techniques used in the various different forms of energy are going to be a little bit different. As in, every massage I do is different. I can do the same massage on Christopher and then and then work on Wendy, and it's totally different. I'm doing the same exact stuff, but it's different because it's a different time and there's a different energy involved.
Sure, we're all made up of energy.
Exactly.
And you are as well, and I think it's true the healer brings their intention, but isn't it true that the energy is kind of coming through you?
Absolutely. The energy moves through me, and that's what makes it different. I always say I'm not the one healing. The energy moves through me, and I'm honored that I'm part of that. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. I'm opening myself up to let it move through me and into my client. Mm-hmm. And it can be different every time. And when I've had energy work, you know, from the same person doing the same thing, one time I have miraculous results, and the next time it's like, good.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, was it what the practitioner ate moments before? Was it because he had a fight with his wife? He didn't do a great job? Or what's going on? We don't know. This is energy. And the more we explore it, which is my passion, exploring the body, how it works, and the energies that we all hold. What happens to you after you eat sugar? What happens to you after you run a mile? What's the difference? How are you feeling? And a lot of people don't notice. I am floored constantly by the people that don't know that they ate like crap, they ate McDonald's, and they, you know, had a soda, and they feel like crap 3 hours later. Hello?
What do you think about that, Topher?
Yeah. So I have some questions. So my first question was, okay, so with the Reiki thing, it's different from, like, I guess, like a traditional massage and whatnot. And so, like, how, like, could you, like, do Reiki on me, like, from, like, where you are right now? Or does it need to, like a closer proximity? Or is it kind of just, like,
I can do Reiki from here. I can do Reiki on my daughter across the country.
Oh,
and
okay.
I do all the time. And, the person that taught me predominantly, Bonnie, is phenomenal for doing those long distance healings, and she has a real knack for it. Mm-hmm. So yes, energy moves through time and space, and it's about your intention and how you manipulate it.
Yeah. And then, oh, go
ahead. No, I just wondered, too, so is there, I know some people, you know, let's face it, we're here in the Bible Belt, right? Airing this radio show. And there are people who are really afraid of the idea that you can transfer energy, or where is it coming from, or do you have any thoughts about that?
Well, I could say a lot. Be careful here. But I believe that, I mean, I work with God. That's my go-to person. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. I've had people say, only use the blood of Jesus over me. And I can accommodate anyone. Mm-hmm. Yet, and there's a higher power moving through all of us. And so it's going to be a little different with each person. Mm-hmm. And it's going to have its own power. And once again, it's the intention. People that are afraid of energy work, thinking it's of the devil, I think just haven't experienced it and aren't aware of what's happening, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, everything's made up of energy. Like we said, I'm made up of energy, everything in the universe, and energy can't be created or destroyed, so it's just...
It's a constant.
It's the same energy circling around. And
So is this kind of like along the same lines of like auras and stuff? Or is it like a different energy type field, I guess?
I don't know. The aura, whenever I'm talking to people, I use electromagnetic field rather than aura.
Okay. Now,
if I'm talking to someone that I know goes to a New Thought church or knows energy, I'll say aura. But if I'm talking to someone, a clinician, a doctor, even someone that I don't know, I'm going to use electromagnetic field. We all have a field around us. Mm-hmm. Some people can see it. Some people can feel it. You know, you can see disease in it if you are practiced.
I believe that's true.
I mean, you can definitely see things in people and their energies. You have to practice and work at it. There's nothing evil about it. And those people that are afraid, I think once they meet me and see my intention and that I'm real and I really care about people, and you'll find that with most massage therapists and energy workers, they're very dedicated and passionate. And
they're working in the light.
And they're working
with
love.
And they have good intentions. Sure. And the energy really is love, too, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
Do you have a success story you can share with us with Reiki?
Well, with energy work in general, at that time I didn't know I was doing Reiki. I was just doing energy work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working on a woman, and I was doing a series of sessions on her, and I kept getting just this information. And I was a little hesitant to say anything to her, so I didn't. I just pulled the energy off, and I could physically see and feel energy coming off this girl, and I was getting that she had been abused a lot as a younger woman, and it was really a healing moment. And so 3 or 4 sessions in, she says, I have to thank you. I've had a really great healing. I was molested by my sister, and I was able to remove all of that during these sessions.
Wow.
And I kept getting, while I was working on her, that she had been molested and it had been by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And when she told me that, it gave me this confidence that, okay, I'm not crazy. This stuff that's coming at me is real.
Mm-hmm.
So I start talking about it more. And the more I talk about it, the more information I get from people, and the more I share that information with people, I realize, okay,
that's part of the healing process.
There's healing going on here. Mm-hmm. And this is really part of the healing.
Mm-hmm.
So, really exciting stuff to see that.
Nice. That's great. And she felt much better after that.
She was pounds lighter. And I had another woman who had another, during a massage, just an amazing emotional release. Started crying. And she said, I had this vision of when my mother committed suicide and my uncle smacked me to calm her down. And she said, I just feel like I'm a new person. After this massage. One massage. How does this happen?
Right. Well, I feel like sometimes that's a block that you don't know about, and when you pull it out, then suddenly you feel better, and your brain works better, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's pretty cool that you were able to do that. Yeah. So, Crystal, how can people get in touch with you?
My website, crystaljoyswellness.com.
Okay, crystaljoyswellness.com. And you're going to stay with us as we open the phone lines
Absolutely.
Very shortly. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I want to thank you for all you do for the community.
Oh.
You do a lot, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks, Topher. You are listening to The Wendy Lovett Show with Topher Kogan on KPSQ.org, 97.3 FM in Fayetteville, on the historic Fayetteville Square. I want to remind you that on Thursday night, you can listen to Chilly Water Jam Band Music from 6 to 8 p.m. and The Black Lodge on Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m., New Wave, Punk, and Progressive Rock. And now we're about to open our phone lines, and the call-in number is 781-832-2008. And we do have two tickets to the Black Apple Awards tomorrow night, and you'll be able to meet Topher Kogan and I because our TV show, The Green Zone TV, is nominated.
Yes. Excited. Right. So I've decided not to do my costume that I was going to do, which was to, like, paint myself green.
Uh-huh. So I'm so disappointed.
I know. I just couldn't find the time to, like, find the paint.
But we can get a little dressed up maybe and enjoy. It's Fashion Week also here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Yes.
And the Black Apple Awards are part of Fashion Week, and there'll be many different artists and musicians and folks who are nominated. Some people that we know, like Randall Shreve, and many other people. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope that someone will win these two tickets tonight.
Yeah, so they can see the great art and the artist and...
Right, so the call-in number is 781-832-2008. Feel free to call. And I also want to let you know that on October 11th, we're bringing a film to Fayetteville. It'll be at Fiesta Square AMC Cinema, and it's called Uninflame Me. It's a film that is by filmmaker Angela Lamb. It's actually her story, and she will be coming to Fayetteville to take questions after the film. And it's all about how the American diet and lifestyle causes inflammation in the body, and then what she did about it. And there's lots of physicians in the film to give you great information, so please check that out. You can go to the Bulldozer Health Facebook page, and the link for the event will be there. And so we're looking for people to call in at 781-832-2008. And if you're interested in asking some questions, you can give us a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, does Crystal and Ginger have anything else they'd like to talk about?
Well, I'm curious about this movie. Do you know something about this woman's story, about what she went through, the Uninflame Me movie?
I do. She was very sick and was going to all different doctors, and of course she experienced the same kind of polypharmacy that I experienced and was just getting sicker and sicker. And so she reversed the health problems that she was having with diet primarily.
It's so awesome. This is one of my passions, I guess you could say. I could consider myself sort of an amateur nutritionist. And I've been experimenting with diet for years, and I finally found out that I was gluten and dairy sensitive. Now I have this very select sort of anti-inflammation diet. But it's a balance. Like, I cut out all grains. You know, I did the Whole 30 for a while. And but what now? I'm like gluten free, pescatarian with occasional meat and sometimes legumes. You know, like I've.
What are legumes? What is that?
That's beans.
Oh, okay. I was
beans
like,
are like, and I love. I was vegan for a while. Like, I've done all this experimentation to find out what works best for me, and that's the thing. You just got to listen to your body, right?
You do, and that's the thing. You know, I think sometimes people's for instance, you know, the vegan movement, it's, you know, about compassion and saving the planet, and I think that's vitally important. That said, we still have to listen to our own bodies. You know, I was vegan also for a little while, I think about 6 months completely vegan, but I went to see my regular doctor, and my blood work was really messed up for the first time in a long time. And so I added back in organic eggs, and I try not to eat much dairy. It doesn't seem to agree well with me, but you have to listen to your body,
right,
and know what works for you, and see what happens when you eat certain things. There are some people who say legumes are very bad for you, you know, but that's not true for every single person,
right.
You know.
Right.
So, yes, I think that's great that you are willing to experiment a little bit. Yeah.
It's shocking to me that people don't listen to their bodies more and understand that what they're eating has everything to do with how they're feeling.
Yeah, I was listening to a podcast. I think it was Joe Rogan, and he was basically talking about like about diet and stuff, and it's not necessarily about how much you eat, but like the quality of it, because you have to think about it as like, well, if you're eating just like, you know, all these preservatives and like sugar and stuff, then your body only has those building blocks to make the rest of you up with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you don't have, you know, all these, you know, like, well, not necessarily like raw ingredients, but like, but you know, more like natural based, you know, ingredients and building blocks, then your body can't work the best that it can work possibly.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's so true.
Yeah, and I know, you know, some vegan folks that I've run across get really irate and upset about it. And, you know, I think that if you're eating a vegan primarily to save the planet and you don't really have health problems and that's working for you, that's great. But really, if everybody ate a vegan diet 1 or 2 days a week, the amount of water that we would save, and
yes,
the gases, you know, because the cattle industry causes most of the greenhouse gases. Mm-hmm. That we, it's not cars.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's all those methane poops.
Yeah, that's what I've discovered is, you know, I went paleo for a while, which is the opposite, mm-hmm, of, you know, vegan basic. Well, not the opposite, because there's no dairy, no legumes, no grains. It's just basically meat,
mm-hmm,
berries, nuts and vegetables.
Meat. Oh, berries too?
Yeah, you can have nuts and berries, you know, and meat. That, you know, it was too much, mm-hmm, you know, so I had to find middle ground. It was great. I mean, I felt great.
Mm-hmm.
I was obviously, like, there was no inflammation.
Right.
You can, all the swelling, all the pain goes, mm-hmm, away. Like, I was amazed by that. And I don't really have any pain anyway, but just little things, like, you know, that you don't even think about. And, but then I was like, okay, I can't do this. I was vegan for a while and I don't like eating so much meat. And, it's really hard to get organic grass-fed meat everywhere you go. So finally I just said, okay, let me figure out how to make a balance. So I do that. I do like 3 or 4 day vegetarian vegan days.
Yep,
you know,
good.
And if I can't do that, you know, I try to mix it up, you know, and just, it's a balance thing.
Balance is really the key. It's what our body needs, and I have found so much success in that. And even with, I have a sugar addiction, and that's my
we
drug
all
of choice.
Do we all do?
Yeah, it's horrible. And I know, okay, if I just say, mm-hmm, okay, I'm not doing that today, Sunday is my cheat day. Sunday's the day I can. And so I just wait,
right.
And then it'll work. I can handle it. And I can do the same thing with grains, because now I'm realizing that, you know, especially the cheap boxed grains,
right,
you know, like the box food, anything now in a box, I have to question totally.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm,
it's made a huge difference. And once again, people aren't realizing that what you eat, or even organic versus non-organic, there's more nutrition in an organic strawberry than there is a non-organic strawberry. Geez, do you think the pesticides are killing some
nutrition?
Right. Basic common sense that, you know, hey, but the food industry doesn't want us to know about this.
Right.
At all.
And the thing is, with the fruits and vegetables, you know, if you really look at what is the dirty dozen, like if you can't afford all organic, you know, stay away from the dirtiest foods, eat the clean 15, dirty dozen, clean 15, right? And they change it every year. It changes, so you have to look it up. But it is hard. I think we may have a caller. So the call-in number is 781-832-2008. And do we have a caller, Topher?
Hey, yes, we do. 1 second.
All right.
Hello, caller. You are on the air with the Wendy Love Ed Show with Topher Kogan.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. I know that voice.
So my name is LJ. And I'm calling in because I'm wondering, you know, I'm on a fixed income, and what are your suggestions about having, like, a healthy diet, lifestyle, and things like that on a budget?
That's a really good question, LJ. And so LJ actually went to the Boston Freedom Rally with me, so she's in the Boston area.
Yeah.
Nice to hear your voice. So I don't know, Ginger, do you have thoughts about that?
Yeah, there you can find deals in Fayetteville if you look. They're all over the place, really. And the thing is, once you become committed to having your good diet, you can find things inexpensive. It's pretty amazing. Like if you prepare your own beans, that's super inexpensive. There are at both a Natural Grocers and Ozark Natural Foods, there's always specials. So you just have to dig a little bit. If you go to Whole Foods, you're going to be spending a little bit more money, but they have deals too. And just kind of look, Natural Grocers has a club and so does, Ozark.
She's actually in the Boston area, but those that's okay. It's different stores, but the same idea.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Looking at the deals, you know, I kind of get out of the habit of like checking the paper, but I'm sure you can find online the deals too. Like look up Trader Joe's or
yes, Trader Joe's.
Aldi
great.
Is great.
Yeah.
You know.
Aldi's is really good. They have a whole new organic line. Grow your own. If you can grow your own, you're just going to help yourself a whole lot more, and it's kind of therapeutic to dig in the dirt. Or now they're making it so easy, you can hang it on the wall and grow it.
Oh, you can hang it on the wall?
Well, there's some new gardening things that are happening that you can actually just have these little cups or burlap sacks and hang it on the wall, and you grow it in little tiny containers. Micronutrients, it's happening. So there's a lot of ways to be inexpensive. It is hard. But I tell you what, pay now the grocer or pay the doctor later.
Yeah.
It's an investment in your health.
Yeah.
That's true. I think, LJ, I don't know how you feel about growing. I know sometimes it can be a little daunting for people.
I'll start slow.
I just don't have a green thumb, honestly. Like, I have tried, but I'm just not good at it whatsoever. Plus, where I live is very temperamental when it comes to the weather.
Yes.
I have horrible winters. They say that you have a summer, winter, winter, summer. No winter, spring, fall, all of that. Like, it's extravagant always.
Right. Well, we've got to wrap it up, but thanks so much for calling in. It's great to hear your voice, and we will talk to you again soon. I hope that was helpful.
Oh, and I love you all so much. You guys are doing great work, and I enjoy listening all the time.
Oh,
thank you so much again.
Thank you. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we're going to wrap up the show now. We're already up to 6:59 p.m. We do have someone else, I think, who is waiting, but we can check in with them after. Because we still have these two tickets to the Black Apple Awards, which is tomorrow night at 7 p.m., and we hope to see you there. Thank you so much, Ginger Doss.
It was such a pleasure. Thank you, Wendy.
And thank you, Crystal.
Thank you, Wendy.
Great information. And you've been listening to the Wendy Lovett Show with Topher Kogan. He's been